Right, guys, we are the Apti Podcast and we'd like to shout out our official sponsors, Whistle Cola, by the way. It will be in the link description below. If you're a business that wants to stock alternative drinks because these corporations are showing us no love and you want to support a local business, support Whistle Cola. Tastes amazing and it is Gara. Also, shout out to the Unit Restaurant in Sheffield on 88 Headford Street. Go and check them out. For good music and good merch as well, as you can see, they are our official sponsors. So yeah, people tapping with that. Hamza, sign us away with a song.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maanta waxa u jeedin waa bottle la dhaho Whistle Cola. Walaalayaalo, kama halal waa dadkeeni waa dadkeeni caawiyaan. Hadda leedahay dukaan ama hadda leedahay marfash ama hadda leedahay makhaayad. Nasoo waa وحلاله ودت كنا أن عاون كرنو كنا
بس الكولا brand approved let's go there you go
what you figure out
that's amazing bro
I saw the messages
someone messaged
no I saw like the comments
someone, yeah it's they're clutchy man
you feel that
like, yeah they're clutchy that's they're clutchy
nah man you can't yeah
I can't believe you we was all sat here and I was thinking he's doing alright you know and then obviously when I clocked, or our birdie clocked, I can't remember who clocked, I was like, well, I'm going to watch this episode back. And I watched it. And I could just see eye like this.
Yeah, on the slide, innit? I saw that as well. I saw the eye. There's only one of them that you can. I'm doing this. But I'm doing this.
Even when we're talking, when no one's asked you the question, you're still looking. I'm like, what's the chat going to tell you at this point? Did you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's so it. Like, no, but do you know what? It was the timing. It's by the time they answer, it takes a bit of time. I'm not going to lie. But apart from that, guys, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another episode of the Apti Podcast. It's your boy Apti Hamza.
Mr. Calm Down, Duke's in the building.
I'm going to lie that one there still, you know.
Calm down, man. Come on, man. Mr. Calm Down, Calm Down.
Come on. Obviously, we had a tough week last week. We had a live show.
Yeah, no, it was
so
lit.
Unfortunately, Birdie's not here because obviously he lives in Sheffield and took him a bit of time, but. This week he's off. We gave him a week off.
But he's safe though.
He's safe. He's good.
Nothing happened. Yeah, just got to show bare love at the last show. But apart from that, nothing happened. So, yeah, I'm glad. But it was sick though. How did you feel?
Oh, I loved it, man. I think it was good to see the turnout.
Yeah.
I think it was good to see what we were capable of.
Facts.
And actually see if people actually like us.
Facts. How did you feel on the day?
I'm not gonna lie, bro. For me, it was alright, man. You know what it was, yeah? There's a difference between, like, what I can say for sure is when you're organizing something and you're in it to just organizing it.
Yeah.
Do you get where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
Like, you can organize something and then you're not in it. You're just organizing. So your main focus is on just organizing
it. Yeah,
but then now when you're organizing it and you're in it.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people, like my sisters and a lot of people that I know that were there that were telling me, yeah, it was difficult to differentiate the Hamza that's.
Yeah.
And the Hamza that we know.
Yeah, facts.
Which I get, but it's like because it's the beginning, and these are the small little things. For me, that's what makes the difference. Oh, sorry. That's what makes it a big difference. Like that difference of knowing that raw. Like, okay, cool. I need someone to help me with this.
Yeah, I need
to organize it better.
Yeah, to be allowing
that. You know what I mean?
100%.
Allowing that. And I think there's a lot of learnings that we had. There was a lot of good things that we're not going to take that away from it. But there's a lot of learning for us to where we want it to go.
100%.
For sure. Like we can do. Yeah. Like, I know the Saturday I loved it.
Yeah.
Saturday I loved it, man.
See.
Saturday I really, really enjoyed it. Not to say that Thursday I didn't enjoy it. Yeah. Thursday I loved it as well. I think Saturday, what I realised is on the weekdays compared to the weekends, people don't really...
The energy is different.
Not that energy is different. I think it's because like on the weekdays, people got work back in the next day. So you might not get a lot of people that would come with high energy, just come back from Sheikh or whatnot. Whereas Saturday, people already slept in a little bit,
had
a bit more better, like...
Yeah.
Better more vibe.
You get
what I mean? Like, everyone was lit. Everyone was enjoying. Big up to my mum as well. Big up to my sisters as well. Horns, Hills.
Come on, big them up, man.
Oh, good, man. Apart from, how was it for you?
Yeah, no, it was...
First time, though, no?
Yeah, first time.
Like, you got to understand, like, that was a big one.
Yeah, no, it was lit, man. I'll be honest with you. I was, like, I think Birdie was nervous, and then obviously I was nervous, but I won't tell him I was nervous. So I was like, he's like, oh yeah, I'm nervous. You know, I was like, no way. And I'm acting like I'm cool. But at first I was just like,
no, but to be fair, that made me better.
Yeah.
Because he said he's nervous. Yeah. I didn't feel more nervous.
Yeah, yeah, I felt like, alright, cool.
Alright, cool. So it's around the air.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's around the air. Like, it's there, isn't it?
It's there, yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Compared to, like, you thinking, like, alright, cool. Like, oh, shit, I'm mad nervous. 100%. I think for me, it's like, the more pressure I had was, I just wanted to get it done.
Yeah.
Like, I just wanted to do it. Like, I just wanted, I didn't want it to cancel. I didn't want anything wrong to happen. I just wanted to just showcase what we had, whether it be good or bad. I just wanted to show people that we're real.
Yeah, the energy. To be fair, yeah, they got energy though. I'll say, if you missed it, man. Yeah.
Full, and also, yeah, big up to Noel. I mean, she done us a good one over there. Like, mashallah, she was funny.
Funny.
She had good times. Appreciated, young individual. Like, mashallah, and like, I think she's gonna do big, man.
Yeah, no, big her up, man. Big her up. Big up the.
Even the Bridge to Air though. You wasn't there on Saturday. They done good. They done amazing.
Lit.
Lovely stuff, man. Taz and Armin, I appreciate it as well. You get me?
What about the comedian?
Diesel. What? Tell me Diesel wasn't funny.
He was cold.
Tell me Diesel wasn't funny.
He was cold. I'm not going to lie to you. I was like, yeah, some of the jokes he had me
laughing. But you know what? Did you see this flip when he switched it to Somali?
Yeah.
Tell me that wasn't too funny as well.
That was cold. But for me, I was just like, because you know what it was? Because he could flip it, like, obviously from, like, just normal jokes as if it was, like, a normal crowd. Mm-hmm. And then there's our people's crowd. I was like, yeah, that's sick. And then what I loved when he was, like, bouncing off the people, that was cold.
That was hard.
That was cold. Told drip. That was cold drip. Like, obviously, let me just paint you a picture. Like, some people were just bantering him. Some people, like, giving him a hard time. Just kind of see how he could take it. And you know comedians, sick comedians will know how to work a room. The guy was working a room, man. He was cold with it.
I love
like
that.
And obviously there's some Somalis that were like pretending they couldn't even speak a word of English just to wind him up, and then or saying that he's Mali, like the way he talks Somali is a bit harsh, and he's like, what? And he's giving it back.
He's giving it back in their own thing. Tell me that wasn't hard.
That was sick. Yeah. So yeah, no, I enjoyed it, man. I hope everyone did. It felt like everyone did. Like everyone said, everyone said, like, well done and stuff. So I appreciate them, man.
Man, I appreciate it, man. And thank you, for everyone that did come. That was a good one. But nah, man, this week, blood. Hey, Mazza, isn't it? Gets.
That is a mazzaline. Like,
he's done, innit?
Yeah, like,
he's more than done though.
Like, alright, cool. What's actually happened? Because all I know is that he's run over somebody. Like,
nah, basically he's had a night out.
Yeah.
And then on his night out, unfortunately, he's gone on the road about 90 miles per hour, whacked a kid that was 20-year-old, dead. Went to his yard.
90 miles per hour.
90 miles per hour, because the youth's gone about 70 feet to that sky, bro. He's flown. And then now, my man's gone to his yard.
Yeah.
I hid the car somewhere.
Yeah.
But I had the keys in the yard. That makes sense.
Had the keys in the yard?
Yeah, I had the key for the car.
Yeah.
In the yard.
Yeah. But hid the car somewhere.
Hid the car behind the back.
Okay.
Yeah. And on top of that now, obviously, he's got caught by another motorist.
Yeah.
It's caught the number plate.
Yeah.
So obviously, like, yeah, this person's done this. They've gone straight to the yard because they can get the registered keeper. They've gone straight to his yard. He hasn't even had a chance to pattern up. Oh. He's bruised up.
No.
He's got bruises. Bro, it's a mad Bro, the guy's, he's, I think, on the left-hand side of the car or whatnot, yeah, has been damaged.
Yeah.
And on top of that as well, I think he's lost a headlight or lost a panel. That was left at the scene.
Bam.
And then now the feds will come. Caught him slipping, completely lied, and then boom.
Is he out?
What do you mean out? He's like, remanded, bro.
Okay, that's what I wanted to make sure I understand, because I know we spoke about remanded.
And then now, while he was remanded, they had a bit of time to do some investigation.
Yeah.
So the investigation, they're going by the petrol station before pumping up.
Just before?
Well, I don't know if it's just before or within that
night.
Day.
Yeah, on the night.
Within that day,
yeah.
He definitely was driving the cars because they've got him on the CCTV at the petrol station.
Okay.
So that's confirmation that what he was wearing is what was going on. Two, they got cell site of his phone in the car with Journey of the Travel.
No.
Of course. They follow the phone.
Follow the phone.
To the journey.
Yeah, and they'll say, yeah.
Damn. So that case doesn't look good.
Doesn't look good.
But I think he got done for dangerous driving, but then he's moved over to, I think it's even, yeah, I think it is dangerous driving. Maybe it was a hit and run. Hit and run, and then now it's gone to dangerous driving with grievous body harm.
They'll add all the charges, bro. They don't differentiate anything.
And on top of that, they caught him with drink and weed in his system. And that is after.
That already happened. Jeez. Yeah, that's mad, boy. Stay safe, people. Because that's. Imagine. Ooh. Yeah.
So now, obviously, like, you got, like, they said Jerron Daly are doing, like, a fundraiser for him.
For him?
This is what I'm saying. This is the shocking stuff that I don't
know.
The fundraiser for gets to obviously help with that or whatnot. I don't know. That's what I heard. That I saw bouncing. Obviously, nowadays I'm internet ready. I'm getting my information.
Right, from internet ready.
You're getting information from where? Yeah. Nowadays, I'm telling you, bouncing become the new BBC News for the streets.
Okay, fair. I respect it, man.
The way I look at it, that's how I see it.
Yeah. I respect it.
Me personally, I'm saying, blood. He's gonna get done in a lot of ways.
No, bro.
He's getting done in a lot of ways. I don't think he's minimum gonna get at least 15. Or minimum 8, I say he's doing. He's doing 8 guaranteed.
Even then, like, that's your whole career basically challenged.
What do you mean career's done, bro?
Yeah. That's
because someone's dead.
Bro.
Because you drove. Remember, yeah? Might as well shot the kid. Because it's not the same specific charge, but you use the weapon.
Yeah,
the car. No. They deem the car as a weapon. You know?
Yeah. But obviously, it's, I get that part. But my thing is it's the he made a mistake. Obviously, let's not take that away.
Mm.
But it's the running away from it. I think that makes
that's what killed him. That's the running away,
bro. That's showing no remorse. You know what I'm saying?
At all,
bro. That's just someone. That's someone. Do you know what I mean?
And it's someone's family as well. And I see ZZ Mills talking, you know.
What's she saying?
She was talking some wild stuff.
Is it?
Mm.
Like what?
Like, she was talking about, like, how like, nowadays, like, we're so, like, because it's Getz,
yeah.
Like, everyone's like, oh, but they're not really blaming, like, your mama's a waste man for that, what he's done, or, okay. Like, taking accountability for what he did.
Because that's someone that you hit, bro. Like, you can't just run away. That's no remorse, bro. Like, no matter who you are, you could be flipping Trump, like, driving.
Exactly, but then, like, if the tables were turned now, and there was someone else that did that to him, and he died, they would be on the guy that killed him.
100%.
So why is it now the roles are reversing? Because he's a bit famous, or is it because of this, or the work that he's done?
Do you know what? I think it's more around, like, do you reckon... If it was the role reverse, do you reckon people would be onto that person? Because they don't know who that person is. But now it's easy to throw.
They might not get onto him by physical name. They get onto him like, oh, he's a waste man, or he's this, that guy. I can't believe he killed him.
I'm sure a lot of people would be saying that now, though, about my man.
About my man? Yeah. I don't really see that. I see it more like sympathetic, like, oh my God, gets it, you know?
Oh, yeah, but that's because they, I get what you mean. But for me, I'm just like, it doesn't matter who you are, bro. You've hit someone and you've run away. That's the part where it's mad. Like, it's like, you don't need to run away, do you know what I'm saying? It's not like you hit a flipping parking, you know them parking meter thing, whatever they're called.
Exactly.
You hit a human being, bro. You haven't checked if they're okay.
Exactly.
So, wait, you might not know this, but how long after did they find this kid?
What do you mean, straight away, bro?
Straight away, innit?
Their motorist stopped. Another motorist stopped.
Oh.
Another motorist stopped, and that's how they got the number plate. And that's why within everything happened within boom, 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 boom. He got arrested within the same night.
Yeah, cool. No, 100%. I was just thinking if the kid had any, like, what I'm thinking was is that if he had stopped for that kid, would he have a better chance of survival? But obviously, if someone stopped straight after him, do you know what I'm saying? That's insane, though. Like,
it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. But man, stay safe out there, man. And, like, and I saw the video. Though. That video was scary, though.
Mm.
That video was scary.
I know, man. But on some positive news, thank you very much to the girl that got me this. This is the Apti Podcast cup. She got me this and another perfume. I don't know why I keep getting gifts from females, but mashallah, please keep doing it.
You're saying the girl them are more thoughtful?
Well, like, girl them are more thoughtful. Look at this, wallah. Like, personally, like, this is so sick. Yeah? I'm not like...
That's sick. That's like, actually
now
cold.
Now I can be on the pod and just have my cup of tea calmly.
Definitely internet ready.
I'm internet ready.
But I think you might be upset.
Ready.
Bouncer.
About
because that's clues thing.
You think so?
No, I'm joking. What clue would he? He's always sipping his cup of tea.
Me, I don't know, man. I just find it so. Like, especially girls, like, look, keep sending in your gifts. Wallahi, we need more gifts. The more gifts, the more my heart. Oh, Haris, like, it works better.
That's in my heart.
Come on, man.
I hear it, man. What's been happening, man? How, aside from that, how you feeling?
Aside from that, I'm feeling good, man. I want to get out of here, man. That's why we need to bang out these episodes.
I said, I want to get out of here.
I want to get out of here.
I saw a funny post, actually, from a Marley girl. So I want to read it out. This is not even really a dynamic. This is just a girl saying, girls just want to have fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go on, I want
to hear. So this must be an American. So, y'all, with the state of everything, I just want
to
say,
just to let you know, where do you think the Americans came from? Like, obviously, like, you know, like,
yeah, it's an American Marley.
Jeez.
Yeah, hey, she might be just your type.
Just my type, absolutely.
So, y'all, with the state of everything, I just want to say to the girls, live your life. There's no use in being past your 20s and looking back and regretting not making the most time you had while you had it. I'm in my mid-20s and I'm, alhamdulillah, I completed my education, I scraped my pennies together and travelled to different countries. I've been able to check off items on my bucket list. Mm. I want to stay positive and say I support every woman's rights to choose what's best for her, whatever that may be. But really take the time to get to know yourself, focus on yourself, and put yourself first. It's your life after all. Men will always be there. Don't buy into propaganda that after 25 or after 30, you'll be undesirable.
Okay.
They're afraid of women who know themselves and have standards and refuse to settle. You are a woman and you will always be desirable.
No way.
Trust in Allah's plan for you. Be kind, be smart, be brave, and be, and most importantly, be safe. And she ends it off with, I love you, girls. So, that sounds very familiar to what I got told.
What do you mean?
I said, like, when I was younger, I said, so don't worry about girls.
Yeah.
Get your money up.
Yep.
Do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. Find out who you really are. Enjoy life. Because eventually, girls will always be there.
Absolutely.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, like so, a dad and that will tell you.
Exactly. So, she just remixed it.
To what? To the female
version? To the female version. What's your thoughts on that, Killy?
I agree with her.
Okay. You agree with her?
Mm.
Okay, talk to me.
The reason why I say that is why not? Why shouldn't a female have the same ambitions as a man?
Okay. So, but not, she's not talking about ambition. She's talking about being finding herself.
Yeah, finding herself. Yeah. But finding yourself is part of that ambition because you need to know what you want to then know where you're going.
True.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Because really and truly, what she's saying is she needs to know, like, a lot of these people have traumas and X, Y, Zs.
Facts.
And they don't know what they're where they're going, and then they get involved in something that when they're really in it, that, oh, this is not what I wanted.
True, but
and that causes confliction and that causes problems.
But then also in that same breath, though, like, you really find yourself when you're with someone, though. Like, someone said that's actually kind of toxic. Why does she need a man to help guide the way when the time is right? Sometimes people need tough love, man or woman. She can still explore and discover herself, and one of the best ways to do that is to be in a committed relationship, because you discover a whole new side of you when there is someone else expecting you to perform well.
Okay.
Remember, we only develop and grow when we challenge ourselves. That's my humble opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So what this person says, he's saying is, so in a relationship, like, you could be traveling the world. Hamza, you're not going to be the Hamza you are now once you have a committed woman beside you, or you could commit yourself to that one woman. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're not going to be the same person because your priorities will change. Do you know what I mean?
It'll be a partnership.
Yeah, no, facts, but she'll be, yeah, but right now you don't have to make that decision. So, like, correct. Now we can be selfish within our own rights.
Mm-hmm.
But when that time comes, not only will you be thinking about yourself, you have to think about someone else. And what she said rightfully there, we all have to perform well continuously. Like, now, if we have a bad day, we could just close ourselves from the world.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to do that when you're in a relationship.
It's true,
bro. Do you know what I'm saying? Because right now, bro, a bunch of times, if I get ill, bro, I don't talk to anybody.
Mm,
if I'm
in my room, like, I'm lucky my family will come and, like, check
yeah, you're
me
good.
Apart from that.
See,
but, bro, most of the time, bro, even that, they won't even realize, bro, have you been in the yard?
Yeah, exactly. I don't like to be burdened on anyone, so I just literally just close myself off. And then,
Us men do that a lot, innit?
Yeah.
Do you think that's something that, like, we grow, like, it's like in, like, oh, it's not as shameful to show emotion, but more like, like, you know how they say, like, I don't know how to say it in English, but it's like, it's khari.
Yeah, it's khari. Like,
hide it.
People,
like,
yeah,
don't let people see you're
weak.
You're weak as men. Like, we find that as, like, if you was to cry or have your whatnot, like, as men, we we're deemed in the society. Like, why are you moving soft, man? Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, facts.
But do you think that's right? Come on, like,
I think so.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Right, be real then now.
I'll be real. I think so. You know why? Because sometimes
Have you ever cried? Right, but have you cried to yourself, like on your ones?
Yeah.
Like no one in the room.
No,
just on your ones, you just let it rip.
No, alhamdulillah, I ain't been that bad of a space, but.
No, it's not even about it. Sometimes like things can just get overwhelming.
No. I mean, real. Like where something's gone like on top of me and I'm just like.
So you've never cried like that?
I just break down. Nah. Have you?
Yeah, I've done that for
you. Is it where something's got that overwhelming?
Yeah.
Like not a parcel, not to wear down, to wear like just life stresses.
But I'm a little bitch, I think, man. Stuck on my team, man. I must be, because you know what it is, yeah? Do you want to laugh? Today, I was on TikTok.
Okay.
I was watching a thing called Forever My Girl.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
2009.
Bro, I think you lot should watch it. Wallahi, bro. I was watching a few videos of it. It made me cry. I'm pissed, happy tears. Like, it's emotional.
Okay, so what's Forever My Girls for the people that ain't watched and for me?
Alright, cool. So what it is, like, I'll tell you, this is, like, I think you should watch it.
The worst thing is
I haven't even watched it.
TikTok,
wallahi, TikTok's the best place, because TikTok basically rounds up the whole movie for you fairly quickly.
Yeah.
You know what's going on.
Okay, fair. Yeah, so, it's a movie.
It's a movie.
I thought you said Forever My Girl is a page on TikTok. That's what I thought.
No. So it's a movie.
Okay.
But then it's like, you know, on TikTok, they have small little clips and they say, oh, this is what happened. There's that part one, part two, part three or whatnot.
So basically
what it is there's a guy that was in love with a girl, but he had a talent and he was singing.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he got married to the girl.
Yeah.
And then she was pregnant, but he didn't know.
Okay.
And then he got a big boy deal, boom, and he left her.
Oh.
Yeah, so he left her for 8 years.
She's pregnant.
He married her. He left her. Yeah, married her.
Okay, cool. So why did he just leave her for 8 years?
Because he had this big career. He was a musician. He thought, she's not gonna be able to be this or whatnot. Like he was chasing his dream, and he got his dream when he didn't know the real dream he had in his hand, but he was chasing a dream.
Does that make sense?
So boom, now. So like 8 years now, he's on tour. He's all over in the United States, going over everywhere. He's making mad bread.
Okay.
Yeah, good to go.
Let's go.
Now, 8 years down the line, one of his good friends from back home died. So now he has to go back home. But since he's been home, he abandoned the whole city. Like, he don't chat to his dad, he don't chat to no one.
Damn, money got him.
Money got him differently. He said, yo, ban everyone else that was broke. I can't be with these brokies. Outside.
I said, I can't be with these brokies.
Can't be with these brokies. I'm outside.
Fair.
So now, boom. So now it's 8 years. So that, you know how the storyline goes. So he'll be like, oh, okay, cool. 8 years now.
Yeah.
He's in his town in America, small town called village.
Yeah.
While he's in this village at the moment now, he now goes to the funeral. Who does he see?
Baby mums.
His baby mum. But he doesn't know that's his baby mum yet.
What? He doesn't know she got pregnant.
She got pregnant.
He just knows he married her.
He married her and he left. He bust out.
Oh, so he doesn't know she's pregnant. So now he just knows that she's
there. He's seen at the funeral with a kid. They bump into each other. It's a bit, and then she goes away.
Oh, she don't say nothing.
He don't say nothing. They go through the funeral.
That's kind of lit.
Yeah, don't see nothing in the funeral, but you can see that he's emotional about it.
Yeah.
So he's in the funeral. He's a bit emotional about it, and then now, boom.
Yeah.
It's the it's like it's time to put the grave, like, boom. So while he's at the grave now, he's not even with the people. Ooh, he's not even with the people.
Yeah.
He's more like how can I explain it? He's hiding behind the trees. You know, like Fast and Furious and that? Like, the funeral's happening here, but, like, there's someone hiding in the shadows, just watching it from afar.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like, he's emotional about it, but he doesn't want to go to the people.
Okay.
Anyways, now, the girl's seen it.
Yeah.
She's gone. She's given her younger brother, the kid, said, yo, take her to the car. Let me go see this guy.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But this guy, his dad's the priest as well.
No.
He's violated his dad as well.
Damn.
Boom. So now he goes there. The girl's seen him. She walks to him now, bro. No talk, just gave him one blow in the belly. Boom!
No,
I said, Allah. My man dropped to the floor, and he's like, he's just on the floor. Boom, she's left him now. So now he's in shock,
of course.
Next day, now he's in the city and chatting to people, whatnot. He's gone to the shop.
Mm.
He's gone to the shop. Who owns the shop? His baby mum. She's got a flower shop.
Okay, grind mode, I'll stick it.
Yeah, now he's telling her, oh, should I stay away far from you? He's making jokes. I said, just stay far away, you can punch me again.
Yeah.
She's like, dickhead, blah, 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 this and that. Now the kids come in.
Okay.
Now when the kids come, he's looking at the kid.
Like, whose kid is this?
It's got a lot of familiarities that he has.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah. So now, boom, all of a sudden now, he's like, is this my kid?
Mm. Oh, he just says it outright.
No, because the kids now, he's like, how old are you?
Yeah.
7 years old. So when did he leave the girl?
Eight years old.
Mm. He's putting two and two together.
Okay.
Now he's trying to get back in there.
Yeah.
Sorry, while that's happened now, the girl's like, fuck off, leave us alone. We don't want nothing to do with you. Fuck off.
Yeah.
He's gone to the dad now.
Okay.
He's telling his dad, how come you never told me I got a kid? His dad's like, you dumb.
You're dumb, yeah, he's chatting to me.
Are you all right in the head, mate?
Yeah.
I came to your first ever concert.
Yeah.
Went, tried to get behind the stage and told him, listen, that's my son. Mm. Just want to let him know about something. And you saw me and you said, don't let him in.
He saw him. Damn.
And he's been out here so much, he's even forgot about that happened.
Yeah.
So now it's like, oh, all of that. Yeah. So now anyways, now he realises he's really messed up. So now he's trying to win the family back.
Yeah.
Damn. So he's being nice to them. Like, he's trying to be a father. He's done everything. Like, he's working. Now he's back in.
Okay.
And also now he's doing his best to take out the girl and really rebuild that love.
Okay, fine.
Boom. Now, though, the kid chokes on an orange. They're having a dinner party. The kid chokes on something. He's frozen. He doesn't know what to do.
Mm.
Yeah? The brother comes and does this.
The Hamlet maneuver. Okay, you got to do
it. The baby lets it out.
Yeah.
Once now the baby lets it out, he's still frozen. He's like, no, I can't do this.
Okay. I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh. Man said, this is too much.
He said, even me, I was baffled. I was like, what? He's like, bro, I can't do this.
Yeah, he said, it's too much.
He's run.
Man just left.
Left again. He said, yo, let's do another tour.
I'm only
good for cashy.
All right, then, fair.
Yeah? So now, while he's on tour now, on the second, like, a month or something,
yeah,
he's still missing the kids and that. Mm. Now he's gone into his, like, old school box or something, yeah?
Okay.
And he's found the old school Motorola flip phone.
Yeah.
Sorry. That flip phone has got a message on there.
Okay.
The message is the girl. From when he left her.
Oh yeah.
Her saying that, it's okay, I know you've left me, I know you want to do your dream, do what you gotta do, but I am pregnant.
So she did tell him, but he just didn't see it.
He didn't see it. So now he's listening to that every night.
The voice note.
Damn. And like, that's what made me cry the first time. Like, that got me.
That's what that got me.
Guess what now? Yeah. Now before he was playing, he's a magician, a guitarist. He gives his daughter the guitar. She plays the guitar. She can play as well. Without anyone teaching her, she's got banging.
No way. That's called drip.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm saying, what's going on? This is crazy. Yeah. Now he's in his tour thing. The manager's telling him, like, what's wrong with you? Like, why did you leave your family?
Yeah.
He told him, I don't think I'm worthy to even be with them. I'm scared. Like, if I couldn't even do that for her, like, what am I going to be?
So he's useless.
He's doing the guilt trip on himself.
Mm.
So then, boom, man, the guy's told him, bro, you're buzzing.
Yeah, buzzing.
No one's right.
No one knows how to do that.
No one knows how to do anything. You need to do it. So that's where the emotion is. So now he's like, bunny, he's left the whole plane. He's running to the family again. He's doing the diva thing. Like,
I'm sorry.
He's screaming, Josie. Josie.
He's screaming it.
He's screaming in the house. She's not coming down. She turned off the light. She looked outside. Turned off the light. Yo, we're not doing this again.
Yeah. I'll give you one
shot. He got the phone. He put the phone down on the porch and he went back to his yard.
Okay. He left that phone.
He left the phone there.
There was a voice note.
Knowing that, yo, brother, I heard this voice note.
Yeah.
Now in the morning, she's woken up. She's seen the phone. She's come to the yard. Like, what? You had this phone for all this time?
Yeah.
And you was listening to this voice note all this time?
Yeah.
And then, boom. She's like, well, this time you're not going to leave us and you're not going to leave Billy, because that's what the kid was called, Billy.
Mm.
And like, it was just really emotional, because it's like, then the father and the daughter get back together. Like, it's just really like it was just really nice. Like, it's like Notebook.
Yeah.
You know, that Notebook effect. And I think for me, it's like being able to see people actually happy is what makes man emotional.
That's cold.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, alhamdulillah, there's hope.
Yeah.
Because we're always constantly like, given this doom day.
Yeah, facts. Like,
doom.
Yeah, facts. Doom.
Guess what happened? Like, I don't know if you realised in the last 10 years or whatnot, like, back in the days, it was scary not to tell bad things. Like, it wasn't a good thing to say bad things.
No.
Do you get what I'm coming
from? Yeah, people even used to say, don't put it in like you, the universe.
Yeah, don't bring it out to you. Whether it be good or bad, don't bring it out. We live in a society now, bringing out the bad. Like, all right, guys, so guess what? This is what's happened.
Did you... Oh, my God. Did you see that thing that went crazy on... I think I can't remember. One of the blog pages, yeah? Mm. And basically, there was a girl who thought... Who's like... She's like a nail technician.
Yeah, yeah, I see that.
So she basically...
What happened there? I'd seen something, but I just kept on moving.
Okay, cool. So I saw the first one. So I was like... I didn't watch the whole thing. So please correct me if I'm wrong, yeah? But I watched the first one. It's like, oh, people need to start supporting and looking at the safety of... independent workers, people like to work for themselves, blah blah. So I'm thinking, okay, cool. Like, what are you on about? So I'm like, so she's just basically saying, oh, I got, there was a girl that came over. She basically wanted her nails all different shapes and sizes, blah blah blah. Didn't like it. Basically, turned around and said, oh, I'll pay you next time. Something like that. She's like, oh, I don't like it. Can you? I don't want to do it. She don't want to pay. The nail technician, she's like, what? What do you mean you don't want to pay? She's like, oh, well, if you don't want to pay, let me just chop it off then. And then that's it, to keep it moving. Like, and then somehow they got scuffled outside or something like that, out of the door. Her brother was there, supposedly. Scuffled outside. And she opened, the bag fell. She saw that this person didn't even have any money, didn't even have the intention of paying me, blah, blah, blah.
So no way.
So that's the first thing I saw. So I think it was yesterday, when I must have been chilling, I saw... Someone sent in a video, Kitty, a video of this nail technician supposedly jumping the other girl. So she got ahead of it first. And there's a video of her, then her cousin, her friends, all of them lot trying to go inside to get the nail clipper to and bullying this girl. I was thinking, when you're talking about people doing nasty stuff, bro, people do nasty stuff and then they shout out about it. They shout out about it, like, and I'm like. So say for instance, that mean you had a calm. I did you dirty. Yeah? Let's just say I did you dirty and I didn't pay you for something or whatever, maybe. Let's just say something like that. But then now I go to the net before you go to the net and say, oh, he didn't do this properly, so I decided not to pay him. It's basically stuff like that. Do you get what I'm saying? And I'm like, bro, this world's messed up in regards to that kind of stuff. So yeah, so that when I saw that at first, I was like, well, I felt bad for her, because in the first one, she's all upset, looking like she got banged up, waffling, got pulled out of the cab, making up this whole scenario. Then the video shows complete opposite. I said, this can't be possible. People are lying.
They're digging the biz.
No, that's what I'm saying. People are lying. So that's what I'm like, yeah, madness. But yeah, that sounds like a sick movie though. So are you gonna watch the whole thing?
It's called Forever My Girl.
Are you gonna watch the whole thing?
Yeah, I'm gonna watch that, man. That's definitely one of them. Another one that you lot should watch. You see me, I'm a plug, you know.
Talk to me.
Vardy or Vardy. It's on BBC thing. It's on BBC iPlayer.
Okay.
You should watch it. I think it's Harry you see my English is very part because I'm not in the mindset yet, but I'm gonna show you lot now exactly what it's called. Maybe you can tell me the right wording. I've got it right. Yeah. How do you say that?
Okay.
Vardy.
Yeah.
I got around it. Vardy. Yeah. A BBC iPlayer. 6 episodes. Shout at me later. Cold.
Is it Asian?
Asian. Bro, yeah. It's an Asian fed. That's bro, bad boy. Yeah. I don't want to bait you. Spoil like, I'm not one of them.
Let's talk about it. I don't think I'll be able to watch it this week, but the next time, we'll talk about it.
100%.
Yeah, because I don't.
You got any other recommendations right now? Because you know, it's that season time.
I'm not going to lie to you. I like, have you watched The Diplomat?
Yeah.
I like that. I don't know why. But I like stuff that makes me think about political moves that make, like, one little
is
slight.
Diplomat the one that the chick, she's the vice president of the UK,
she's the ambassador
and
for the States.
That's the one, isn't it? I'm on that. I don't tell me much. I just started it.
Okay, cool.
I just started that.
So she's cold. So
I'm season one.
Is it?
It's funny you said that. You know, I just started that this week.
Yeah, it's sick. I actually like it, but it's funny because it shows you how every step people take is almost like a political stance to other countries. There's another movie that I watched that was the reason I watched it last night is like number one, but I don't think I finished. I fell asleep. But I like to do this thing that I just dash my phone to the side so I don't even look at the time.
Yeah.
I go in bed early enough and then I conk out and then I wake up, no alarm.
Yeah.
And before my alarm, I've got an alarm, but before my alarm comes up. But watch the movie and it's like, I can't remember what it's called. It's number one right now on Netflix anyway. Mm. So if you want to check it whilst I tell the story, it's about a missile heading towards Chicago.
Okay.
But no one, usually when people send missiles,
yeah,
they know where the trajectories come from.
This is on Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay.
So as films, it's a film, it's on number one, I think. And people know where the trajectory, where it's come from,
mm-hmm.
and where it's going to land based on its flight path, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this one was weird because they didn't know, they couldn't tell where it
where it's coming from
at all. So it's a head F.
Headbanger.
And then they're like, it's like 17 minutes left to land, mm-hmm. yeah, for collision. Bro, they're sending out these little missiles
mm-hmm.
that are trying to take it down.
Take it down, but they don't know where it's coming from, though.
Yeah, but they see the flight plan, but it misses. So, and then they're all like, defense secretary, everyone's getting all the devices, and the guys are listen, like, them trying to hit that thing is like hitting a bullet with a bullet. Like, it's not easy. And then, but then also, all the other countries are now got all their stuff. Like, so they're saying, oh, why has North Korea got this? Why this girl in this movie, yeah? So why has North Korea got this? Why is China getting ready for this? Because they're like, mate, because we've just flown all our planes all ready our planes, for, war, yeah, like,
for war.
But we don't know which country to go to. So they're like, everyone's scared. So they can't tell which country is actually doing it, or is it coming? Where's it come from?
But they know there's something coming.
China, but yeah, but so you can't start stacking China or Russia or whoever. I mean, you don't even know.
But do they know where it's coming from?
No.
So how do they know who it is?
But towards the end, you must really find out. I haven't finished it, but it is a good movie, and it just shows you how little moves can make a country. No, that's another thing that makes little moves can make a whole country think, damn. So yeah, so everyone was poised.
What is it called? I can't find it.
Let me try and look for it while we're doing it. But it was sick. It's sick.
It's sick.
And it's like, but I think it's the way that missile flew. I need to watch that.
What are you more, movies or?
I'm a series guy because I don't like.
Have you watched White Collar?
I don't like things to finish.
Have you watched White Collar?
No.
Blacklist.
Yes, I love Blacklist.
Blacklist is one of my. Have you watched all of it?
Yes.
Like all the way to when Raymond Reynolds.
Yeah.
But I've watched that more than three. I've watched the whole nine seasons
again.
Times,
okay, I need to watch it again. I haven't watched it again.
I love Raymond Reynolds. Like,
yeah, he's cold.
He's me. Like I live.
He's
him.
Cold. He's
like,
cold.
I live him on a different level. Like you see him, yeah.
Yeah.
Boom, Suits.
Love Suits. See that I watched a couple times.
I've watched a couple. Like gone again. Like
Lioness. You know,
like, Lioness. I ain't watched that yet. I haven't got into.
Bro, that one.
Good. What else was
I'd definitely recommend that. Definitely recommend that.
I've watched all the Narcos.
Queen of the South.
Queen of the South as well.
Banging.
Done that as well. Where's banging.
Wait, hold on. Let me go to film. Sorry.
Another one that I've watched is The Last Agent or The Night Agent or something like that. That was a good one.
The Night Agent. Yeah. I didn't like season 2, I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
Nah. Season two,
you know what I have watched, but I forgot what it's called. It's an Irish one. I don't know what it's called. Something Family or something like this. I don't know what it's called. It's an Irish one.
Oh, it was on BBC, and now it's on Netflix. I think it's on Netflix now.
But it's a sick one. But I watched it time ago. Like me, I'm on bare things. Watch a lot. I don't know. The worst thing is, I'm one of them guys. I binge watch. Like I'm talking about, I get through.
All no way.
Fairly quickly.
Same. I'll literally bang out on a Saturday. But that's the thing. I can't. It's called the movie, by the way, that I'm talking about is called The House of Dynamite. Yeah, you need to watch that.
Scandal.
Scandal's cold.
That one there too cold.
But shout out what's her face actually? Is it Michelle Rhimes? Who wrote Scandal? So I want to shout her out because she is actually a cold writer, Shonda Rhimes. Sorry, forgive me for mistaking that. But Shonda Rhimes, do you know what else she's wrote?
Hmm.
This woman is so cold. Yeah, she's also wrote movies or series or shows, whatever it's called. So these are the movies. So she's done Princess Diaries 2, Crossroads, whatever. But these are, I think she's known for her series. Yeah.
Oh, she's done Princess Diaries.
Yeah, two though.
That's lit.
Is it?
Yeah.
So she's done. Okay, cool. Yes. So these are the shows. Yeah. So she's done Scandal, Bridgerton. Which is obviously another banging show.
I haven't watched the whole thing.
I haven't watched the whole thing. How to Get Away with Murder. That's another sick show.
Sick one. I watched that. The Black Woman, innit?
Yes.
Banging.
Cold. And then she's done Grey's Anatomy.
Forgot about that, you know.
Grey's Anatomy as well. And Grey's Anatomy is cold.
Do you remember OC?
My sister's got me into Grey's Anatomy. Nah.
California.
And I know the program. I never watched it.
About 90120.
210.
Oh yeah.
No. See, when I wanted to watch those things, mom would never let me.
Mom would never let me as well. But you know, it was, this is when I loved the Freeview box when it came in. Like, for you young bucks, you get me. They don't know about the Freeview box, where now the channels, you have a channel, then it had a plus one. That's before when all of this stuff was online.
Facts.
Bro, like, your mum will know, like, cool, 9 o'clock, yeah, they can't watch.
They can't watch.
I would wait till my mum goes to sleep and then, like, watch
them plus one.
The plus one. I'd watch it.
You know, so funny, yeah? Hypocrites. Oh, hey, hypocrites.
The lie.
Because they'll tell us, don't watch.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, mum's there fully watching it.
Fully watching it.
I remember I used to get evicted from the living room, bro. So, EastEnders. I'd get evicted. Mm. You know what's jarring about EastEnders, yeah? Don't you dare start. You know what's when I was watching with Cecil, yeah? Look ahead of it.
Okay, wallah.
Is that what he's going to say?
Wallah, I was going to ask you, what is the show?
Come on.
One, wallah. But you read me.
I read you, God. Hey, listen, so when I... So back in the day, yeah, when I... What do you call it? When they... EastEnders was called Dripping School. Yep. So kids used to watch it.
Yep.
So they go in school... And they'll talk about it. They'll be like, oh, yeah, this happened to Peggy Mitchell.
You know everything.
Yeah. Bro, I knew nothing because I was evicted. And I used to hear the reviews from my school friends who could barely speak English.
No, but I won. You know why you're dumb?
Why?
Saturday.
Sunday.
Bro, I used to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, but that's the thing, bro. You get left alone too long. So me, there was only one TV in the house, bro.
Yeah.
You think my mom would leave me?
No, but you know what it is? I'm
for an hour and 20 minutes.
My mom and dad split up, so my mom would have to either go work or do something else.
Oh, you were straight. Yeah.
That makes sense. So we had me and my auntie would stay with us. And my auntie, what's she going to do?
You know, she
get out of here, man. Get out of here. If not, we're going to make the whole house go upside down. You know what it is? I was a troubled kid.
Is it? Yeah.
Like, when I say troubled kid, it's like, if you don't give me something to do,
yeah,
I'm going to make something work.
All right, cool. Bro. Well, do you know what? We'll end the show on a dilemma. I've got a dilemma for you, actually.
Come on, bro.
All right, cool. So, my best friend.
Yeah.
So, since we were kids, he's an amazing guy, but a hopeless romantic. That sounds like you. He's been in love with our mutual friend, Khadija, for years.
Okay.
He's finally decided to shoot his shot.
Okay.
And plans to confess his feelings to her this weekend. He's terrified, man. But I'm his hype man. Yeah. The problem, last night out of the blue, Khadija texted me. She said she's had a crush on me for months and asked if I'd ever consider dating her. I don't have feelings for her like that. But if I tell Ahmed that she likes me instead, it will destroy him. It will look like I'll secretly compete with him and it will completely shatter his confidence. I could just tell her no and let his confession play out, but she'll probably reject him and he'll be heartbroken, wondering why he's never good enough. Do I break my friend's heart with the truth or let him get rejected and forever wonder why? That's a sick one, by the way. So big you up, whoever sent that in.
I don't know, man. Let me ask you this question.
Shall we ask you again in simple terms?
No, I get it.
You got it.
But I got two things for you now.
Okay.
Because this is how it goes, isn't it? Mm. Like, if it was me and you, I'll tell you straight, because I know you're not going to get emotional.
Yeah, but this is a hopeless romantic and it'll crush him.
Not really, because really,
no, this
that's what I'm saying. They're saying the homeless romantic, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. If I was that friend and I knew he was gonna crush him, I have two options here.
Yeah.
Because I know how some of these guys are.
Yeah.
They're gonna get emotional and think that I'm
trying to
cop block him, I'm trying to stop him.
Yeah.
Or I just want her to like me.
Yeah.
Or they might get awkward.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
What's awkward in English?
A grudge is like a begrudged,
a grudge. See, come on, we're out here today. Come on, anyways. A grudge on him, where I'll be honest with you, where then it just kills that relationship. Is you have to know your friend,
facts. But I'll be honest with you, tell him, man. And also, if you're scared that he thinks you're gonna compete with him, say, bro, I can't control how I am, and I can't control what other person sees in me. But here is the text, and I wanted this for you, but I'm saying no to her. But I'm letting you know this. Do you want to go ahead and do it, or do you want to wait a bit? Like, because realistically, if I say,
yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Wait,
you can
a bit.
Do a technical.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be. All right, cool. She likes you right now. All right, that's calm, because I know big girls that might like my friend at a time.
Yeah,
like,
and then
my
eventually
friend will give it to.
Yeah.
Give them another week too, or let them clear their head,
man. Find out that he's a good for nothing.
Look, let them humble down a little bit, like,
exactly.
Because even for a girl to even say that,
that's big.
That's big drip.
That's big drip.
Big drip, bro.
So yeah, so let her cool down, and then yeah, I'd say tell her, yeah, tell her another time, man. I'd say wait out, or go and be the soft you and be the crying arm on her shoulder, man.
Isn't it?
Yeah, just be like, oh no way, you let me hit my man.
How about this, sir?
Oh damn it, I need to say.
How do you say crying in Somali?
What ono ya?
What ono ya? That's a good one, you know.
Yeah, what'd you say?
What ono ya? What ono ya? You know what's mad, yeah? So a lot of people might not know this, but it's Somali language is similar to the Arabic language.
Yeah, yeah.
You have the masculine and you have the feminine.
And the feminine, yeah, facts.
So it's always like, you know how we have his and hers,
yeah?
But we don't have that in a lot of other wordings in English language compared to the Arab or Somali language.
No.
So like, you know, like now what ona.
Yeah,
we're oine, sir.
Yeah,
I'm a oine, yeah. Like it's like, you know the difference between a male,
yeah, and a female. And a female. Facts, yeah.
Whereas in
but the English, it's like he cried and she cried. So cried is the
cried is the noun,
the action.
Is that
yeah verb?
The verb.
Yeah,
I should say.
And then he would be the noun, like the kind of noun. Mm. Yeah. So pronoun, I think. But yeah, so I got it. I'm doing well, man. Can I be honest with you? I'm slightly learning every week as I go, though, to be fair.
Yeah.
Which is lit, because I don't often speak it. But because my mom wants to speak to me in English. I let English got better.
Ah,
it's lit. But yeah, in that scenario, brother, I appreciate you, man, for sending that one in, because that's actually quite sick. But show your friend, say, listen, this is no bad man. I was rooting for you, but this is a crazy ass, got the wrong impression.
Mm.
And then, and let him play how he wants to play it. Does he want to wait?
Mm.
Or does he want to be that crying arm on the shoulder, whatever it is? Yeah.
While we're at it as well, shout out to shout out to our sponsors, Whistle.
Yep.
Cola. Absolutely amazing stuff. Guys, give us a shout, man. If you need cola in your shops, if you've got family that are shop, this is Halal Cola. Big help our brothers out, and they're sponsoring us. One of our first sponsors, you know.
Cold, you got hydrate, man.
I'm trying to get more in, you know, Wonder Mix. You know? I'm trying to get more people. And also got the Australian live show.
Yeah, that's gonna be lit.
That's gonna be lit.
That's gonna be lit.
I think that's gonna be a fun one, isn't it?
I can't wait.
Right, if you're from Australia, on this video, push down the Australian flag so we know how many people are actually there, because I'm not gonna lie, the algorithm and the analytics showing us to Australia. Phew,
yeah,
we've got a lot of viewers from Australia.
Big facts.
Mm-hmm. You saying end of there?
Yeah, man. We'll see you guys in then.
Hey, guys, make sure you subscribe, follow, and add. We were just talking about this just a little while ago.
Yeah, big facts.
We come from a culture where we're not used to subscribing.
Just subscribing, yeah.
Do you understand what I mean? And big don't understand how much it helps to excel the channel.
100%. We'll be able to do bigger and better things.
And on top of that, Nana, we're Somalians. We live with 10 to 15 people in the house. Everyone has a phone. Yeah? If you're really a supporter and you really want us to do good, and you're out of even just love, because I'll tell you one thing I know about Somalians, we help each other.
Big facts.
Get every phone in your household and subscribe to the Upti podcast. Get us to where we need to get to, and I promise you, I'm going to get you content that you lot are going to bloody love.
Yeah. And hype the video up, man.
Yeah,
I know, man. You got that new feature, hype it up.
There you go. I didn't even know about that, you know.
Yeah, there's a new feature, go hype it up, man. It's actually quite sick. To be fair, most people aren't doing it. So if you'll help this channel get hyped up quicker. So appreciate you guys.
Yeah, man. On that note, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.